Developing trust is not simply a matter of do X, Y, and Z and you have a good relationship. Like all human bonds, the connections between bosses and the people who report to them are unpredictable and not subject to absolute rules. But I've identified two dimensions that, when paired, will help you move in a positive direction. The first dimension is about being more than just professional. It's about giving a damn, sharing more than just your work self, and encouraging everyone who reports to you to do the same. It's not enough to care only about people's ability to perform a job. To have a good relationship, you have to be your whole self and care about each of the people who work for you as a human being. It's not just business. It is personal and deeply personal. I call this dimension care personally. The second dimension involves telling people when their work isn't good enough and when it is. When they are not going to get that new role they wanted, or when you're going to hire a new boss over them, when the results don't justify further investment in what they're working on. Delivering hard feedback, making hard calls about who does what on a team, and holding a high bar for results. Isn't that obviously the job of any manager? But most people struggle with doing these things. Challenging people generally pisses them off. And at first, that doesn't seem like a good way to build a relationship or to show that you care personally. And yet, challenging people is often the best way to show them that you care when you're the boss. This dimension I call challenge directly. Radical candor is what happens when you put care personally and challenge directly together.